Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to take an old school drum and bass drop and make it feel alive in the arrangement view. Modern punch, vintage soul, and that DJ ready progression, where something changes every phrase. The vibe we're aiming for is classic jungle DNA, breaks, a rolling sub, a reese that moves, and stabs that feel sampled and a little worn. But the mix attitude is modern, clean kick and snare front, controlled low end, and tight energy ramps. By the end, you'll have a 32-bar drop around 172 BPM that evolves in a way that feels intentional, not random. And as we go, I'll keep reminding you of one big idea: anchors and spices. Your anchors are kick, snare, sub, and your main break. Those must stay readable. Your spices are hats, fills, stabs, effects, and reese brightness. Those rotate every 4 to 8 bars. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Then, optional but very helpful, open the groove pool and pick something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58%. Important detail, apply that groove to your break only, not to your modern kick and snare layers. That way the break provides swing, and your modern hits stay solid and confident. Now create your tracks. You want a drum break track, kick, snare, hats and percussion, a sub bass track, a mid bass reese track, stabs or keys, and an effects track for risers, impacts, noise, reverse crashes, all that good stuff. Cool. Step 1. The old school drum foundation. This is the soul. If you're using an auto break, drop it on an auto track. Right click and make sure warp is on. For warp mode, try beats mode. Set preserve to transients, and set the transient loop to either 1/16 for tighter or 1/8 for a looser old school bounce. If you're not sure, start with 1/16. You can always loosen it later. Now give the break a simple, safe device chain. Add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 48C, because you do not want sub rumble from a break. If it sounds boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 HC. If it needs air, a small lift around 6 to 10K is plenty. Small moves. The break should sound vibey, not hyped into harshness. Then add drum bus. Think of drum bus as make it feel like a record, but controlled. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch maybe 5 to 20% depending on taste. Keep boom at 0 so it doesn't compete with your sub, and push transients up a bit. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Already you'll hear it sap forward without becoming louder. Then add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Give it 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. That's your gentle tape-ish squeeze. We're not destroying it, we're just giving it density. If you prefer simpler, load the break into simpler and switch to slice mode, slice by transient, and program a 1 or 2 bar pattern. Here's the teacher move. Don't rewrite the whole break. Make one tiny variation per bar, like moving one ghost note or removing one tiny hit. Old school isn't about complexity, it's about imperfect repetition. Arrangement tip: keep the break busy, but not loud. It's texture and swing, it's not your main punch. Now step 2. Modern punch. This is where beginners finally get that front that classic breaks often don't have by themselves. On the kick track, pick a short punchy kick, not a long boomy one, because your sub will handle the weight. Add EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 38C. If it's fighting your sub, dip slightly around 50 to 70 HC. Then add drum bus with a small drive, maybe 2 to 8%, and push transients up, like plus 10 to plus 30. If you want, add a limiter just as a safety to catch peaks, like 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction maximum. On the snare track, choose a snare with a clear crack. Usually you want body around 180 to 220 HC and snap around 3 to 6K. Add EQ 8, high pass at 90 to 120 HC. Maybe a tiny boost around 200 HC if it's thin, and a small boost around 4 to 6K for snap. Then add saturator with soft clip on, drive 2 to 5 dB, and for a little space, add hybrid reverb. Plate works great. Keep decay short, like 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. High cut around 7 to 10K, and keep the mix low, like 5 to 12%. You're going for character, not a washed out snare. Here's the key concept: let the break provide movement. Let the kick and snare provide consistency and punch. Now step 3. Hats and percussion for roll and energy. Make a hat loop using drum rack. Closed hats, maybe a ride, maybe a little foley tick. Start simple, closed hat on the offbeats. Then for energy, add some quiet 1/16 hats, but save those for later in the phrase, like bars 5 to 8. That's a classic energy ramp without touching volume trick. Add auto filter on hats. Set it to high pass mode. Cut off around 300 to 800 HE depending on the sample, and automate the cutoff to open slightly in the second half of the phrase. That small brightness change reads as the drop is lifting. Now step 4, bass. We're splitting sub and res, because that's how you get modern control without losing classic flavor. For the sub, create a MIDI track and load operator. Oscillator A, sine wave, that's it. Then add saturator after it with just 1 to 3 dB drive and soft clip. Write a simple pattern, 1 or 2 notes, rolling and minimal. Keep it mostly below C2 depending on your key. The sub's job is stability. Now sidechain the sub to the kick. Add compressor on the sub. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want a clear pocket for the kick, not a dramatic pumping house effect. Unless you want that, but for this lesson, clean and controlled. For the res, make another MIDI track and load Waveedable. Set OSC 1 to a saw, OSC 2 to a saw, detune slightly. Add unison with 2 to 4 voices but keep the amount low. Then add movement, map an LFO to filter cutoff. Low pass filter, set the LFO to 1/8 or 1/4, and use a small to medium amount. That gives you that classic res animation without needing a million notes. After Waveedable, put EQ8 and high pass around 120 to 180 HE. This is non-negotiable. The sub owns the low end. Then add saturator, 3 to 8 dB drive, soft clip on. Then add auto filter so you can do bigger arrangement sweeps. Then utility at the end. Keep width controlled, like 80 to 120%, and set bass mono to 120 HE. Important rule, sub stays mono, res can be wider. Now step 5, vintage soul. This is stabs or keys with a little air loss and glue. Create a MIDI track and load analog or Waveedable. Write a simple minor 7 or minor 9 stab rhythm. You do not need jazz theory for this. You need a chord that feels emotional and a rhythm that leaves space. Put auto filter on it, low pass 12 dB, cutoff maybe 2 to 6 kHz. Then saturator, 2 to 5 dB drive. Then hybrid reverb, plate or room, decay 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, high cut 6 to 9k, and mix 10 to 20%, or better yet, use a send when you're comfortable. Here's an instant old school arrangement trick. Automate the stab, filter closing slightly on bars 1 to 4, then opening on bars 5 to 8. It feels like the drop breathes, like someone's riding the filter on a sampler. Optional dust move. Add redux very lightly on the stabs or the break. Keep it subtle, like just a tiny downsample feel and only a few percent dry wet. You want vintage playback, not video game. Now we get to the core of the whole lesson, the drop modulation plan. This is where your loop becomes an arrangement. We're making a 32-bar drop, and we're thinking in 8-bar blocks. In each block, you'll do 1 or 2 changes, not 10. The goal is clear progression. Bars 1 to 8, establish. Break is playing. Kick and snare are in. Sub is steady. Res is a bit darker. Low pass slightly closed. Stabs are sparse. This is your statement. Keep the break slightly lower in volume than your modern hit so the punch reads clearly. Bars 9 to 16. Lift energy. Add extra ghost hats or a ride, even quietly. Open the res filter slightly. Add a tiny bit more saturation to the break. A simple automation idea here. On the break track, bump drum bus drive up by 2 to 5%. On the hats, open that auto filter a bit, and maybe send a touch more stabs into reverb for space. Notice we didn't change everything. We just made it feel like it's leaning forward. Bar 17 to 24, switch up. This is an old school trick with modern execution. Right before bar 17, remove the kick for half a bar or a full bar. Let the break breathe for a second. Add a reverse crash or noise swell into the hit, and change the res rhythm slightly. Drop one note, or add a bit of syncopation. The point is contrast. You want the listener to go, wait, something just happened. A really effective move, at the very last beat of bar 16, do a quick filter sweep down on the drum group, then slam it back open on bar 17. That's a DJ-friendly moment. Add a short snare fill on bar 16 or bar 24 if you want, but keep it short and confident. Bars 25 to 32, peak and exit. Add a crash or ride on the downbeats for bars 25 to 28 only. Make the res brightest here, but don't let it get harsh. Then in bars 31 and 32, start pulling elements out so a DJ can mix, or so your next section has room. A nice move is to slightly close the res filter again and shorten reverb tails so it feels like it tightens up. Now, a coaching note. If you don't like drawing a million automation lanes, use clip envelopes. For audio clips like breaks, hats, and effects, click the clip, go to envelopes, and automate clip gain, transposition, or a device parameter. It keeps your arrangement clean and it's beginner-friendly. Also, a slash B your drop at 2 volumes. Quiet, can you still clearly hear kick and snare? Loud, does the break get harsh, or does the reese chew up the snare? That 2 volume test will teach you more than staring at meters. Next, step 7. Clean punch with group processing. Beginner safe, not overcooked. Group all your drum tracks into a drum group. On that group, add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release to auto ratio 2 to 1 and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That's glue, not smash. Then add an EQ8 and if the drums feel spicy, do a tiny dip around 3 to 5k. Optional limiter after that, but only as a safety, 1 to 2 dB max. Group your bass tracks into a bass group. Put utility at the end and set bass mono to 120Hz. If you want, add a light glue compressor to make sub and reese feel like one instrument, but keep it gentle. Golden rule. If it feels weak, don't just turn it up. Tighten transients, carve EQ space, and automate energy. Now let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can dodge them. If your break is too loud, it will mask punch. Keep it as texture and groove. If your sub is fighting the kick, sidechain it and avoid long kick tails. If your reese has too much low end, high pass it and let the sub do the heavy lifting. If your drop has no phrase changes, it will feel amateur fast, even if the sounds are great. If your snare has too much reverb, the groove blurs, so keep decay short. And don't go too wide below 120Hz, because it'll sound huge in headphones and weak on Riedel systems. Now a couple of upgrade moves you can try once the basics are working.